Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's actually happening. Right, but be serious.
Oh, yeah, no, of course. Sorry. Before then, I was a mess.
Jack, hello. Will, any?
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Good to see you. Podcast.
Yeah.
That was you trying to lead him in.
Well, yeah.
He hasn't even explained it to him. Basically, we usually get the guest to say, shut up, I'm talking, to lead into the intro.
If someone could have told me that. That would have been fantastic.
Yeah,
I've seen many a clip, obviously. I've seen, you know.
Yeah, God, GIF, you did say you'd watched it.
Yeah, so I've got to interrupt you.
How are you?
Shut up, man. I'm talking.
Shut up.
But before we start today's episode, we wanted to again remind you guys that this month we're going to be supporting Calm, the campaign against living miserably, the entire month. Calm is a suicide prevention charity that is very, very close to us, and we want to help them out the best we can. Hopefully by raising as much money as possible, but definitely by raising awareness. They have a bunch of resources for if you're ever in a difficult spot or thinking about suicidality or even just feeling bad. They have loads of things that could help you in those situations or can help people around you as well. But of course, these services aren't free to run, so your donations are vital in keeping Calm active. They estimate that it costs around £12.20 to set up and run a life-saving call. And if you can donate that amount, then you may be responsible for saving a life. Anything you can afford is very appreciated. It all adds up and all of it is appreciated by us and Calm. So last week, when you donated, you could pledge your donation towards one of four options for the next creature that joins us alongside the worm on the podcast. Now that poll is still to be decided, but in the meantime, there is another poll you can join to determine what we will name this creature. Or collectively name these creatures if there's several of them. They'll all have the same name. It's going to be simple. You can vote now between Owen, Violet, Jerry, or Tom's addition, Glorbo. Please don't let Glorbo win. Please vote for any of the options but Glorbo using the link in the description to give as much as you can afford to help save lives. Anyways, all that being said, on with the podcast.
I'm talking.
I like that the first Geordie guest had to shove a man in the middle.
Sure.
Phil is a Geordie guest.
Oh my God, I've
oh
got.
My days.
Well, yeah, but Phil doesn't.
Phil's a Minecraft.
Yeah.
Where's, is he?
He's from Newcastle.
He's like, good. I fucking know.
He's not Durham, but he's, I think he's Durham.
He doesn't sound very short. Well, that's not Newcastle.
Oh yeah.
That's like, he's not Newcastle, from Manchester.
He's between Newcastle and Sunderland. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Bit of a middle.
So he's not from Newcastle.
He's not really leaning one way.
No.
He's not proper Geordie.
Never mind. What I said was right and I win.
Will and E, hello. Thank you very much for being here.
Yeah.
It is a fucking pleasure to have you on. I'm just going to give a little introduction to you, a little freestyle one. Sometimes a script.
Yeah, you've not written
it. Didn't feel like it.
Have you written this one or you've freestyled?
No, this one's a freestyle.
Oh, wow.
I could go from anywhere.
He was a big fan. I think he's got a lot to say.
Will and E is... For any people who don't know, Will Ennie is a YouTuber, yeah? I watched him since I was very little, since I was like 13, 14. Fun fact, when I was having a hard time when I was a kid, yeah. I watched your videos and I was on holiday and I was like, yeah, this is nice.
And what were the videos at the time? Were they not bullying other 13-year-olds?
It was actually you being horrible to kids, yeah.
Yeah, you were like, it's not me being bullied.
Will got big... Will got very big being horrible to kids.
Yes.
And then now he's like renting yachts and that.
Reformed.
Yeah, I definitely we're in remission from bullying the children from the Northwest.
Yeah, that's good, I think.
Yeah,
that is
good. Yeah, you got to kind of stop. I shouldn't have been doing it at 20. I definitely can't do it at 29.
You're 29?
Yeah, don't wince at that. That's crazy.
Are you excited?
I was loud.
Are you excited to be 30?
No, I'm terrified. I'm really scared, but I feel like whilst you're over there, it's fine.
Why are you scared about it?
You're 20. 20?
21. Yeah, freak me out. 20.
Right, okay. Yeah. What, like, did you dread 20 and now you're there? You're like,
I did.
Comfy. I feel like I'm in my 20s.
Yeah, but it sent me.
Freaked out.
It sent me a while.
I was with him when he turned 20.
Yeah.
It really sent me. What?
A lot of things do.
Yeah, I'm very easily freaked out.
I am actually very easily sent.
Yeah.
Are you nervous turn 30?
Yes. No, I'm just dreading it because I feel like with YouTube, you can't be like, you know, on the sideman, like, oh, should we go make a hide and seek? I think as a 30-year-old, I don't think you can be saying it.
Can't be
I feel
hiding.
Like you've got to change your style of content. You've got to look at yourself and be like, I can't make that video anymore. I can't bully children. I can't. Do you know what I mean? I shouldn't have done it then. Is that what you're scared of?
Losing that?
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, but they deserve it. No. Yeah. No. I think you've got to look at your videos and go, is that a 30-year-old's video? But apart from that, I'm fine with it.
Hey, Keemstar's still at it and he's like, no, Keemstar, he's pushing 50, I think.
Has he not stopped? I thought he'd stopped.
No, he's just doing it on Snapchat.
Great.
Well done, Daniel. Well done.
Right. Let's... Enough Keemstar.
Yeah, God, I can't believe we mentioned it. I actually feel sick.
Right. We have a segment that we open this podcast with called The Worst
Shut up, I'm talking, man.
No.
Close. I wonder if we rerun the intro. I wonder if they've done that.
Stop it, both of you.
We have no control over the edit. What if they rerun it?
Lads. I'm getting sick of this.
Because
this isn't the way it's meant to go.
Should I do it? Is there a point where I should do it?
I think you've done it.
I've done it.
I think it's been
doesn't
done.
It feel like I've done it.
No.
I should do it again.
Well, what it is, what happened, right, yeah. It doesn't actually, Gents, the editor's at it in later.
You are mucking about. You are just mucking about on this podcast and it is, all the viewers are leaving hate right now because they're so angry.
What, in the comments?
Right. Yeah, they are. They're properly angry, all right, and we have to turn them around. Right. Will,
yes,
we have a segment, right, called Worst Moment of the Week.
Uh-huh.
What is yours?
Oh, so... shut up, man.
Straight to the point.
shut up, man.
So,
shut up, I'm talking.
Last week, right?
All right, already you're outside of the bounds of the. Right.
Within a 7-day period.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I went to Jamaica, right? And that sounds great. Right?
We have a gripe with this. Off the rip. Off the rip.
Because shut up, man. I'm talking. So I was in Jamaica, right? Flew to Got Jamaica. Me. Are you familiar with bioluminescence?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, so for audio listeners, right, picture you're on a dark tropical beach, right? The only thing lighting it up is the stars. And then you look down and wow, right? The ocean is just like lightsaber blue, right? It moves and the waves are like neon blue. So basically, we're doing a video at the minute, traveling around, trying to find, audio listeners, you can stop imagining. Oh. We're trying to find like amazing natural phenomena. We're basically going from place to place. And this was, we go to Jamaica. We're like, right, this is the big finish of the video. We've been filming it since January, right? Wow. Fly out on the Monday. We'll fly back on the Thursday. It's like 11 hours either way. Tuesday night, we're like, right, we'll get it. And we rock up to this beach. So basically how bioluminescence work is when the waves move, right, there's a little plankton in the waves.
I saw some recently. Sorry. I was just trying to relate.
No, it's fine.
When I was in, America.
I'm not getting distracted. I just want to show you a quick video.
What are you doing? Why are you going on your phone?
So basically how it works is the waves move, right? And when they move, they light up, they glow, right? Like bright, bright lights. And we're going, let's do this. This is our big finish of the video. So I just would like to show you a video on my phone of...
fucking week ago, Will. How many pictures did you take, mate?
Many. So this is... movement. You move it, it lights up, right? Mm-hmm. This is a video of me in Jamaica.
I know what it's going to be. I actually know the worst moment.
It's just pitch black.
You can't capture it on camera. That's one of the things about it.
So
can you not?
Some of you can, but the day we went was particularly awful. The best picture I have was this.
I mean, that's not terrible.
Jack, it's supposed to look like this.
Yeah, fair play.
It's supposed to be like, so we've got there, and we've got to fly back the next day. It rained a few hours before, and that just kills all of the plankton.
Oh, my
just
God. Them down.
So,
what do you do?
So, a video doesn't end the way, or something doesn't end the way you want it to, so you just go, maybe it's just the friends we made along the way that count. Or, you know, maybe it's the journey that matters. So, we wanted a big finish, but I think the video's going to be a bit of a damp squib.
Oh, that is a worst. That is a feel for you.
That's thank
you,
man. How much did you travel to?
Shut up, man. I'm talking. What are you saying?
Because like you actually, you can't capture it on camera very well at all. Because was the thing when we saw it when we was in North Carolina. Like you really have to appreciate it.
Terrible, but no, there's 7 countries we've done: Peru, Venezuela, Mauritius. We've been all over, and it's
was the big ending, and it's a shit ending. It's a fucking shit ending. What are you saying? You whispering?
Nice, didn't say anything.
You said it was a shit ending.
Man, Sorry.
Yeah, literally, no, you said it too many times.
Sorry.
He's actually not bad.
We are pissed off though, Will, because the thing is, not only was that your worst moment, it might have been ours, because I don't know if you remember, but we actually scheduled this in 2 weeks ago.
Really sorry.
But what happened was Will messaged us on the Sunday. We recorded on a Tuesday. Will messaged us on a Sunday and went, hey, mate, ever so sorry. That podcast I said I would do and has been locked in for a week or so, maybe 2 weeks, I can't remember. Actually, I'm going to be in Jamaica, so never mind.
How'd you forget you're in Jamaica?
How did you forget you're going to Jamaica?
We were
going to
do the 9th, and I put October the 9th, not September the 9th. I'm very sorry.
Also, why are you only going to Jamaica? If you're in Jamaica, tack on a couple of days for holiday. Why are you there?
No, because then everyone's, it's not just me there, and then you spend a bit, like you pay for everyone there.
Yeah,
you can't just go, come and work in Jamaica. Also, by the way, pay for your flights and extra days you spend.
Pay for your days, I'm going on holiday.
Oh, yeah.
That is a missed opportunity. If you're in Jamaica, you have a day, at least.
Well, yeah.
Did you have any beach time?
I had podcasts to get back to, man. Yeah, exactly. I thought I was tight.
Were weighing up. Did you have any beach time?
No.
You were weighing up having beach in Jamaica. I would have been this off.
I know, but honestly, there's about 30 days filming abroad.
Yeah.
So as soon as you start going, well, whack a couple on for holiday, you just eat all of the time. So
it's
definitely wasteful, but it's just one of them ones.
We want to ask you a lot more about this recent content you're doing of fucking all these mental fucking videos. But before we get to that, I'd like to take it down to earth, Will, because I'd like to know a little bit more about the real you.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I've got some questions for you.
Uh-huh.
Are you a big drinker?
What's that the first one?
How many units do you reckon? I probably drink 5 pints a week.
Oh,
it's not too much.
Reasonable.
That's not like,
that's what you did about a day.
A couple with a curry.
That's probably what I do in a week a standard week.
What was James's answer to that question?
We don't ask everyone that question.
What's the most drunk you've ever been?
Most drunk I've ever been. I had a 21st birthday party and I was in a very, very bad way, but Stephen Tribes was in a much worse one and he had his top off and he was getting this is fucking mental. His things drawn all over his tits whilst he was passed out. But why the drunkest I've ever been?
Oh, I was just wondering.
Well, it's the typical thing with the drunkest you've ever been is you don't remember very much of it. So
yeah, that's true.
So sorry. So just hopefully the questions are a bit better than that one.
That's the end of the I'd like to get to know you segment. But there's another segment.
It's just, are you a pisshead? That was all you wanted to know. Will, are you a pisshead? Yes or no?
She's never had a pint with me, so I just feel a bit...
Which is funny, because this is the first time I think we've ever been together sober.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is.
Yes, actually, it could be.
It's nice.
Here's an awesome segment I actually came up with 10 minutes ago. How grounded are you? So I've got some questions.
Yes.
That will answer this. When you come in down from London, do you still get the train or do you Uber from London?
Train.
It's quicker. If train, first class?
But don't buy first class, just sit there. Template never check.
That's okay. Very true.
Right. What about as well? Train up to Newcastle, go and see family, you first?
If it's a Friday night, yes, because it's fucking rowdy.
Yeah.
So if you get sat next to someone who's going, you don't want to be sat next to a Hindu or whatever.
Mm.
You want to be with old Doris, you know, Marks and Spencers, Ploughman's.
I used to do first class going up to Nottingham, but I've gone back to standard class. I've decided.
Not doing quite as well.
I've decided, you know what? It's time just to be in. It's time to be with the people, and I've had some lovely chats. Where do you shop for groceries?
Sainsbury's.
Really? Yeah. Big Sainsbury's. Big Sainsbury's or Little Sainsbury's?
Little Sainsbury's near me.
But that's
Hang on.
Sainsbury's.
Yeah, I wonder what happened there. I wonder why I said that.
Only. Any other supermarket at all.
God, bloody Logan Paul. All right.
I came here, right, and I was like, look, we'll not put the coffee out. I'll feel like Logan Paul. They went, put the coffee out.
We did.
Fucking Logan Paul. Bastard.
How often do you Uber eat? Also, I'm Waitrose, so I don't know even why I'm whinging.
No, I am as well, but admittedly, that's Brighton's fault because it's the only big shop in town.
Yeah. How often do you Uber eat?
Do you have like a total? Do you know your total?
What?
So you can tell you your total amount of orders.
Just roughly.
No way.
How many dinners a week you're saying you have Uber Eats?
I probably order it once or twice a day.
Once or twice a day?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
What for?
It's a bad thing and it's a waste of money. The way I look at it is it saves time and you can pick healthy options.
No, when are you going to Sainsbury's? You never even eat any groceries.
Well, Sainsbury's is the best supermarket, Tom.
Sainsbury's is my favourite, actually, it genuinely is. Yeah. It's my hometown one. But
and it's not too far above, you still feel like you're in
it. Sainsbury's is perfect middle, innit?
Yes. You know
what I mean? I still feel like a man of the people.
Very true. Yeah, Sainsbury's. Very true.
Yeah.
Well, hang on, Uber Eats two times a day. Yeah. Are you Uber Eats in breakfast?
My deliver orders total is like 2,100. Like, it's awful. It's awful.
So are you doing breakfast, lunch and dinner?
I'm doing lunch and dinner sometimes.
Wow, what are you doing for breakfast?
There's a little coffee shop down the road.
Oh my God.
They do a little pastry and they do a pan of chocolate, but sometimes they put the thing, you know when you get the, never mind.
Oh my God, two times a day. Okay.
Well, when you buy these coffees, know what you're supporting. You know what I mean?
Oh my
God. What about you lot though? What are you cooking up on a regular?
Oh mate, I'm a great chef. Aren't I a good cook?
Yeah, yeah, he's a great cook.
You can't even dress yourself.
I'm a fine cook. I'm an average
gets
cook.
By. I'm all right at cooking, so
don't, because we've had arguments.
What's your specialty?
I don't know. I do all sorts, man. I like doing pasta. I do loads of different pasta dishes.
Right.
Yeah. I'm Uber Eats him once every 2 weeks for a treat.
You what? Sorry?
Once every 2 weeks, I'll deliver it.
You can't sit there 21 years old and just outwise me and just once out.
I'm microwaving pizzas. I'm putting pies in
the
oven.
I'm several times a week to make you feel better.
Thank you.
Not
mate.
Quite twice Thank a day.
You. Are the options good here or are they bad?
They're all right.
Here's the thing, though. I'll go out for food probably once, twice a week, which is kind of going out, you know. But you go in there and it's different. How often do you FaceTime your mum?
Oh, quite a lot. Last time
Good
was
lad.
Last night.
Good lad.
Yeah,
good
all
lad.
The time.
That makes up.
But I don't see them very much. I don't go back to Newcastle very much. So I've probably seen them in person like 3 times this year, which
wow.
is worrying.
That's not terrible, though.
But the older you get, you're thinking that, you know, if you see them 2 or 3 times a year, you're only going to see them 40 more times. Full stop.
Don't say that.
Why are you saying that? Really
what is
that?
How am I lying?
How old are yours? Because my dad's like 60.
Yeah,
like
yeah. You know early 60s. So yeah. You go...
Oh, yeah, 40 more times. Next time you see him, 39. Oh, why are you saying that for?
Isn't it though?
All right, okay, last one. Are you NHS or private doctor?
Neither. I am not signed up to a GP and I've never been to a private doctor. Touch wood, we're okay.
What do you do?
I won't register to a GP for
What do you
like,
do when you get ill?
Just firm it.
What?
Who's just
if you get ill, you firm it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me put you in my shoes. When I had my testicular torsion, how would I have firmed?
Well,
that?
If you just untwisted them, being fine.
You just firm it.
That is what happened, though. That is like that is that your body untwisted. They untwisted naturally.
Did they?
And the only reason
you could have just firmed it.
And this is the thing. The only reason you got the surgery was to prevent it happening again. But maybe
while I was on tour,
maybe
imagine
it never would have.
Oh, you were on tour and your balls were.
But I left. I lived in fear every time I did the leg press at the gym. It just felt like.
How did they? Was there a moment when they?
I just woke up one morning and went, this is for...
Really?
It was horrible, 8 a.m. That was the worst bit, so early.
It's just particularly dangly, but I can't...
Right, let's not do that.
Not anymore, they fixed it. There was surgery involved, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I've got big enough balls to twist.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On The Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Speaking of, Will, remember when we hung out when I was a little boy? What was I like?
Was that 2021?
No, that was...
No, he's talking little boy. Before he was even a YouTuber.
Oh, that might be parasocial, Tom.
No, we hung out when I was a little boy. I was in 2018, met you, asked for you for some YouTube advice.
Was that
Insomnia, yeah.
Insomnia. Yeah. Insomnia, yeah.
Insomnia 64.
Cute, yeah, I was going to say it's a cute picture, but then the way you've set that question up, it feels like I shouldn't say it's a cute, you know, sweet moment. Was it nice?
He's lovely. I'd say Jack Sucks at Life was a little more... Preferred meeting Jack Sucks at Life.
Yeah.
How come? Let's unpack that.
I was the last one in your meet and greet.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I could feel you were a bit tired.
Oh,
and
sorry.
I went last so I could ask you YouTube advice. You said something like, enjoy it.
I remember you taking the piss out of us. Yeah,
you was like, enjoy it. And I was like, well, I'm already doing that. So fucking.
But is it great. Not, you know, the most. What did you want me to be like? Well, you know. Use these 3 retention tips to him.
Yeah, that would have been weird if you said that.
Yeah.
So, can you imagine?
Yeah,
I don't know what the best
lad, I'm going, well, they're probably shit, so you might as well just enjoy it, right?
Fair play. You know what? Yeah, actually.
If I give you actionable advice, it's not going to be actioned.
Oh, that's genius. I'm going to stop giving all my stupid viewers advice.
Do you give people like fucking cheesy?
Would you do it seriously?
No. If someone like, I'll give very thoughtful advice, I'd be like, well, I guess what I basically say, enjoy it in a longer
Yeah.
fuck. Maybe
and then the next time you came and gave me loads of advice, you were like, you should do that, that title shit.
When did I do that?
That was...
That sounds like something I would have done age 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's believable of you.
Those are the days.
You loved a little bit of unsolicited advice. You loved just telling people they were doing it wrong.
I literally did.
By the way, mate, this is all shit.
It's all coming back to me now. I once got in a call with KSI and was like, you're doing it wrong. I was like, nah, these Reddit videos, they don't like them enough. I was like 16.
Oh, you were right then. Huh? If it was about sacking Reddit videos off.
I was like, sack them off, man. Do something a bit more. Because whenever I'd have a chat with another YouTuber and then they'd tell me what they thought they should do, I just go and tell other people.
Yeah, reframe it as your
My
own.
Mate said this, you're doing it wrong. My mate said. So
it was your mate.
A dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the mention in. Yes! This one's going big.
Oh, I'm so happy.
We're going to put this clip behind the Patreon.
You've actually got a problem, Jack. No,
I love views. Anyway, Will, I've got a question for you.
Yes, Jim.
You, and I hope this isn't too wrong to say.
I'm just prefacing, I think this is a harsh question.
Maybe it is, but you did joint custody on a dog.
Yes, yes.
What led you to being such a wet wipe?
Oh, he was just a lovely little sausagey boy. Do you have a pet?
Me and my girlfriend have two cats.
Yeah.
And
Oh, they're her cats or your cats?
Yeah, they're her.
You like them?
I really like them, right? I love them to bits.
Right.
But I have came to the conclusion that if our relationship ever ends, that's it.
You're correct.
Because if it happens, I cannot stand the idea of my girlfriend only letting me see my cats at the weekend.
Right. Well, it was not a permission thing. I didn't have to go, please see me little sausage. Please let me see him. Right. It was just like.
I get it. I get it, Will.
It's a two-man job having a dog. You've rattled me there. Fair play.
I'm on your side.
It was a few months. And then I had a word with myself, but you are right. You do have to be like,
I just remember.
Are you see what she's saying? If you two split up, you're never seeing the cats again. Because I think that's heartless.
I'm
with you, Will. I think that's heartless.
No. Tom, my heart will break into pieces and I'll fall to the ground and cry.
You'll be drinking.
But I'll drink more. I will. I'll turn to the bottle. Absolutely. But it is catastrophic.
Nice.
Yeah, on purpose. But imagine, because I know full well what will happen, right? I'll go out, I'll be having a drink with Harry and I'll go, your bird only lets you see your cats at the weekend, and it'll ruin me.
Right.
Like that's it.
Ask Harry to stop making those sort of jokes.
He won't.
He will if you communicate.
No.
This is why there's an epidemic in male mental health.
I know full well that he's well within his rights to mock me for it.
Because if it was cats as well, it's a bit like you can't take a cat for a walk, right? Like it's just there chilling. Like I reckon like if you left the cats for 6 months and you came back, they wouldn't recognise you. So, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know, to be fair.
I'm with you, Will.
Thanks,
I don't think it is a wet wipe.
I only did it for 2 months.
I think it's...
I was like, you take them back.
I think it's a strong thing.
I'm sorry.
And I didn't go on about it much at all either.
I find it really funny from the sidelines if you make it makes you feel any better.
Nice. That's good. Well, I hope it's in your near future.
It's going to be funny. We'll have you back on.
How's things with Ellie going?
Yeah, Jack.
Are they going well?
Yeah.
Hopefully they aren't.
Right. When we spoke to George, we discussed a lot about the BG Media days, right? And I was, as I say, a huge fan of you guys. I even made Tom Talks Gaming, which was a gaming spin on Will & E. It was going to be, I was going to talk gaming in a funny way with Comic Sans on, but then I didn't do it.
But what things about gaming would you have talked about?
Have you mocked kids in games?
New mod for Minecraft just dropped.
The problem is I made one video.
What was it about?
It was welcome to Tom Talks Gaming, and then I deleted it. Yeah, it's not a highlight of my career. My question is, why did you stop making fun of them kids? Because that was the best, man. I love that,
brother. Can you imagine? I'm sat here. I don't like sitting down because I think there's a thing with videos like that when you've got to go and be like, I got to go and find something to criticize and to take the piss. If your mindset is to make a video, I've got to go and find something. You don't really care about what you're finding to chat about. Sure. You were going to make the video regardless. You just found the first thing. I just don't like... After a year or two, I was like, I'm writing titles being like, this is the worst ever. Or the fuck this person. You're like, that just takes a toll on you.
Yeah.
You're just like, it's fun, but it's also like, I'm slacking people off. And also like, you know, they were 12-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Just rapping you going, And I was just sat in my uni dorm room being like, look at everybody, fuck those kids. But,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't take it back. Thank God we did it, but you know.
Yeah.
You can't. If I'm sat here doing that now, you go, what are you doing?
Did you have a moment? Because I remember when I was a bit younger, I did this video, right? And in one of them, this girl came up to me and she was like a bit like, she was just a bit off, right? And you know, it was in the video. But then she got like loads of slack in person. It was a proper like, almost like Spider-Man fucking like, oh my God, I'm just making these fun videos and actually there's a lot more consequence in the real world about it. Did you have a moment where you were like,
Gradual realization. I think you have a little part inside you that kind of always knows it and then suddenly you can't ignore it and you can't ignore it and you go, I just don't think. It's like, to the point where you're going, if someone was making this video about me, even though I know I feel like I'm coming across from the right way, I'm not going to like seeing it. So you go, I don't know.
How was that for you, like transitioning out of that and realizing, oh fuck, I gotta stop mocking kids?
It was paired with kind of like, you know, when you make a certain style of content for a couple of years, you've got to change it anyway. Kind of like coming a natural and like kind of get away from it. And it was kind of, maybe I didn't realize it whilst I was doing it. It was more when you look back, you go, you look like, scroll back a couple of pages and you're like, I wrote, that was the title, and it was like, cringiest this person, person. It's just like, but that's the thing, like negativity and like negative titles, like those Sunny V2 titles used to bang when it was just like, if this person's falling off when you make it seem like it's the end of the world for someone, I don't know, it's just people are dead interested in seeing that.
She likes seeing that because you're like, oh, at least it's not me.
Like, oh, that her position of power, they've been torn down. I don't think it's the best.
Yeah, fair enough. No, George had no issue, so that's nice. He did not give a shit. He really didn't mind. I did it, didn't I? That's what's easy when you're faceless, isn't it? Like, you just don't have to carry the consequences.
Who's going
to
get me?
Yeah, isn't it? He did not give a shit. James
felt deeply guilty.
Did he?
But I think, to be fair, James was the harshest. James would be cutthroat. I had to stop watching James because I thought, I was 14.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. Even 14.
You thought you might come next. Scared of him.
For your empathy to kick in at age 14, it has to be bad.
Yes. Do you know what I mean?
That's
it.
Fair.
It took, it, for me, I remember it took H3H3, which, fucking hell, making the video on Leafy saying, I think what he's doing is bad, for me to go,
maybe it is bad.
Maybe he's making a point.
The CSGO knife go.
So that was my awakening for that. Because I was so into that sort of stuff. And then, he made that video and I went, maybe you shouldn't laugh at people.
But speaking of BG Media.
Yes, did you hear about this? Afghan Dan is going to prison.
Again?
I didn't realise.
He's been prison. Yeah. I think he got done. This isn't confirmed and this could be bollocks. So Dan,
Afghan Dan, by the way, is a rapper from BG Media, Blackpool Grime Media.
All I saw him was going to court and he was pleading guilty. So I'm assuming he's going to prison. I suppose
me he got done for like contactless and people's cards, but that could be bollocks. That's a shame. Why is he going to prison?
Burglary and fraud.
Let him know.
So it might
Dan.
Be that.
Let
it might know. Be that
free,
same story.
Free Dan, man. Free Afghan.
He is sick. Apparently you had Afghan in a video once.
Yeah, I had Afghan around my house once and he was furious because I just moved into this flat in London and he was like, oh, can I just smoke a joint on your balcony? I was like, I've been in here 3 days, I'll get reported. And he was like, this fucking nerd. So I was like, and he was right. He was absolutely right. Yeah, interesting fella. Intense.
Yeah.
He keeps trying to like call out and he's like, I want to scrap you. He was like, you made loads of money off BG Media.
He wants to scrap you?
Yeah. He was like, I want to see some of that money. I'm like, fair enough. No.
Not fair play.
What? No. What's
I take Soph Aspen, though, if she wants a scrap.
She actually wants to have a battle.
What?
A battle? Wants to have a battle with you.
Who?
Afghan Dan.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I'll Misfits fight. Did you see him in Little T Misfits fight?
Oh my God, they did,
They did a fight.
They had a Misfits.
Who won?
Well done, by the way, for just being removed enough to have completely missed that. Like, that's well done, you. That.
Thank you.
Healthy sign.
The past year, I've not been on, man.
Have you not?
No. I deleted it all off my phone.
TikTok, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, all of them.
How do you fill the time?
Reading.
Really?
Reading and listening to music.
What do you read?
Oh, I read a lot of biographies. Yeah. I've just started getting into these fucking books about, like, society now, like the anxious generation and that. It's fucking me up, man. It's actually horrible. Yeah, I read a lot of that and I just listen to so much music. Nice. Like all the time. Oh. Yeah.
God. I feel like you're 29 and I'm 21. I feel like, oh, my screen time's terrible.
Mine's awful.
So bad.
I love Instagram Reels a lot.
Yeah. Oh, because they're just a bit of an edge and they know what you want.
Yeah, innit? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They know how to get you the sort of stuff that you feel a little naughty for watching. You know what I mean?
I started pulling myself off last week and I was like, oh, I'm going to detox. And I've just sacked it off after 4 days. It's terrible.
Do you want to know how you get off it? Genuinely, is go on the train or sit in somewhere public, don't go on your phone and just watch other people on their phone and just look at how not good they look.
I'll just feel jealous.
No, you won't. You'll just see them like this, hunched over on the train. I love whenever I'm sat behind someone on the train, I watch their fucking reels and I look at it and it's miserable. I watched one, I was on a plane the other day and it was this guy and it was like 13 rules of success and he leaned over to his mate and was like, look at this.
No.
And I was like, work hard. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so good. Like literally, I don't think I've seen a single thing of substance on that platform in my whole life, man.
But it's like, when you go back and watch the last 20 videos, you're like, I don't remember.
Yeah, explain to me. I genuinely, probably not you because you've been on so many, but the average person, if you could explain in the past week 10 good reels that you've seen that sat with you, you couldn't.
Yeah. Oh, like, I could just, easily. I love them.
I know you could, but you really love them.
I remember some because some of them really make me laugh.
Right.
There's this one video, I'll describe really, where a guy, I don't even know what he's talking about, but
you don't have to, you know.
Yeah, I'm not.
But I just don't.
No, it was actually it was a needed wake-up call.
You know,
it was
Instagram
a needed wake-up call. I actually didn't want to.
Someone describing you an Instagram reel is the exact equivalent of when someone describes their dream to you. It's like,
I just don't give a shit.
I just could not give a... You'll come in and be like, oh, man, I saw this really funny guy and he really was bald and he was jumping up and down 50 times. Cool.
Like, just because you're like enlightened now, right? Don't take it out on us.
Sorry. Hey, but speaking of not being enlightened, Callum's Corner, right? Yeah. You know, he started on us years later. He's gone for all three of us.
What did he use for you?
So Callum's Corner, can you give some context to the
viewers? So there's a man called Callum's Corner. Mm. And back in 2016, he went quite viral because his head was shaped like a Tic Tac. And then somebody made a song.
It was Afghan Dan
said, Tic Tac, get back in your box. And then he was just going back and forward.
It was just a different
time. Afghan had no right to call anyone Tic Tac, by the way. I've seen his head recently. I mean, he's Tic Tac shaped.
But then he came out recently. He had everyone strings for 10 years. His name was Sanjay. He had kids.
But he still is the Callum's Corner character.
He's still about,
But he revealed it though, right?
He revealed his character. Yeah, because there's a video of him when I'm like 16 being like, Tommy Innit, how dare you? I'll beat your head in. And you're like,
love him.
Love him.
You're like, what an honour.
Yeah. He went for me in Schlatt because we spoke about him in a video. So he like went for us, but then watches the video and then like by the end he's like, oh, actually it was sound. It was quite all right. I've never seen him go on side before. It was quite fun.
Yeah. What did he go for you?
I said his head looked like a Tic Tac.
It
wasn't your video like Tic Tac head
with the old
something.
Videos where the camera was like framed right across here as well, like right up close. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Good.
Yeah, bless him, Mum.
Oh,
Callum's Corner.
Any more dog questions?
Right, tell us about this coffee.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Go on, tell us about the coffee. I've not tried it.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
I'd actually like try it.
I've brought some for you because you told me to. I thought, I don't know if I'll do product placement on a Tommy Innit podcast. I've heard things said about
the Tommy Innit podcast.
No, because you've not slagged it off. I've heard you say many things about YouTuber products.
Innit? I slag them off.
Fair play.
But you and James are mates, so I'll lie unless I fall out with you.
Yeah, nice.
That's what I have to do.
What do you want to try it?
Yeah, go on.
Well, hang on. We've got. Where's your fridge?
Do you want
your
fridge? Corner.
Miriam, could you fetch the stuff?
Make me have a fucking go.
Right.
So right, tell us a bit. You've started selling coffee because you like coffee.
Yeah,
of course you do.
Yeah, the crack is... Do you want the full pitch or you're going to get really bored?
Not the pitch, just honest. Just be dead honest.
The options, love an iced coffee in a cup, good. Iced coffee in a bottle, currently naff, right? Starbucks ones, the ones you can get, rubbish. You're getting bored already. So we were like, can we make one of these that tastes like one in a cup in a bottle?
Right.
That was the crack.
How many times have you had to say that?
Millions. Yeah, that is the absolute.
You know, when I was doing my tour
promo
and I'm like, how to be a billionaire? And I just can't do it anymore. Yeah. You actually can't. The survival tour, learn how to survive.
But do you like?
I like a nice coffee.
Should be all right. If you don't like coffee, I don't think this. Could I grab another
cold brew? Oh, latte. This is my favourite.
Thank you.
Right, I'm going to give it a little go.
There's a slight aftertaste to those that we've since changed, but the first part of it. Sorry, if you want to.
By all means, I'll try this one then, shall I?
And then,
waffle oat latte.
Oh, sound. Yeah.
Do you like matcha?
No, I'm really not the guy for this product. So I don't like coffee.
This doesn't really taste like matcha.
I prang out over caffeine. Will you do a caffeine-free one? Then I'll actually drink it.
No, what's the point of a caffeine-free coffee, man?
So I can drink it, because otherwise I'll freak out. I'll have an anxiety attack, Will. I can't even finish this bottle, probably. How much caffeine's in it?
Yeah.
How much caffeine is in it? Do you know?
If you turn it around, Jack.
41 milligrams. Yeah, mate.
Yeah, don't have that, Jack. Chug that here.
No, I'll have a sip.
So basically, the crack is the rest of them are dead sugary, dead syrupy. They're very much like a milkshake. We wanted to make it look like it tastes like a coffee.
Do you know what? Can I be honest with you? That's actually nice.
Be honest with you, yeah? What would you... If you were to change anything, what would you change?
Let me have another go.
Because it's constantly tweaking. There's a slight aftertaste. A
little bit more vanilla. I like vanilla in my latte.
That's fair.
I really don't drink enough coffee to like...
You can slag it. Don't worry, you can slag it.
Slag it, Jack.
That's my least favourite flavour.
You'd slag it if you want air.
No, it's fine. I like it.
He hates it. Give me honest.
I like
it. So this is James' favourite.
I give you honest.
I think it should be more caramelly.
I like the caramel. Maybe you could add more. I don't fucking know. I don't drink coffee.
Not on that one.
Nah, it tastes like eating a waffle. Do you know what I mean? I want...
It's like fruit waffles.
Read the name.
Yeah, waffle oat latte. What am I, six? No.
It tastes like a waffle.
This lad. I like this.
Well,
Let me try that one.
No, because I don't... What is this? Are we just doing product placement
now? I just want to try it.
Yes, what is this? Why are we doing this crap?
I don't know. People get interested, bro. I swear to God, you mention rods and like Twitter freaks out. It's great. They love it.
Why? Why are
the
people...
Best, you've done the best marketing
ever.
And
the books I'm reading and like, why are people obsessed with products? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, or really?
Not you, I mean like the audience. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
So but it's not sweet. I'll be completely honest.
Yeah. They taste the exact fucking same as far as I'm concerned. This is how little I know about coffee.
It's totally fine.
I can't actually tell the difference.
I've just gotten right back into
it. It's kind of hardcore coffee. It's like for coffee if you're like, no, you know, just playing.
Right.
But the matcha's pussy matcha.
We've done all of this. Will you send me a load and send me mum a load?
You know what?
You want me to send your mum a load?
Don't you dare make
Is she a single woman still?
She is.
Oi, no. Stop it, all of you. I'm not happy with this.
Sorry.
You, how
Sarah,
dare you?
I'm also a single man, so if you want to.
Now you need to send her a...
She seems a lovely lady.
Now you need to send her a
she
lot.
She seems
coffee.
Really sweet.
My mum's the best, mate. Now you owe her a fuck ton of coffee.
I'll give her a...
Because you've been a right knobhead. And she listens to every one of these and she will not be happy. Right? Oi, watch it. No kissing at the camera to my mum. Right, you owe us a lot of coffee now.
Yeah, I sent her a lot of coffee.
I was told I was getting some and then it never showed.
Never showed.
I'll tell you who is getting some. Sarah. No.
Sorry, I'm not laughing, Sarah. That's horrible.
I'm really sorry.
Right.
You seem lovely and I like how you are with James Marriott. It seems you seem fantastic and I think you handle being an internet mum brilliantly. And if you ever... No.
What is this? This is horrible. Stop it. Stop.
So we've... But in the Sainsbury's meal deal as of this week, I can't
that
go from...
That is sick, to be fair.
Thank you. Sorry, I've just been talking about shagging your mum and then promoting my product.
Oh, my mum, man. That's horrible. If you're going to tell 14
No, don't, because I actually remember when I did that as a bit for a while and your mum had to say to you, tell him to
stop.
Yeah, but
it's different. He's older.
I was the same age range. How old is he?
Like 15.
Perfect.
No, stop it. You're like,
he's got red.
No, actually, stop. You're like one of my...
He's easily freaked out. He's very easily freaked out.
If I could have told you when I was like 13 that Will and Eve fancies my mum, that's...
Could you imagine coming home one day and I just sat there, got your coffee, Tom. Just coming out of breakfast. Sorry, we'll move
cringing
on.
Cringing 14-year-old right there.
This is horrible.
Terrible, terrible.
Right,
please.
It is a
Sorry,
problem,
Tom.
Though. You know rods, yeah, they're Willy's, mate. Yeah. That's a crap name.
Because rods are Willy's.
It's a secret I couldn't possibly tell you.
I don't care.
It's an absolute secret.
Really?
The mega, mega secret.
Sure. You know what else was kept a secret? That you were letting people buy in. I wanted some. No one told me.
Yeah, to be fair, I was expecting James to handle the Brighton investment round, so you're probably asking the wrong person.
He didn't hit me up.
Did he not?
No.
He might just not.
I would have bought
had,
as much
you know,
stock as you would have let me, man.
It's not stock you buy. It's equity. It's slightly different. So maybe we're having the wrong conversation.
What is this? You're
bringing it up, the hippie over here doesn't believe in this.
Doesn't believe in money.
No, not at all. It's a concept.
I don't, man.
So enough, I mean.
Right, here's a question for you. Hippie over here.
That's
so good, man. Right, you're doing a lot of crazy videos at the minute, yeah? This is, you're going to read some of your recent titles. Testing $5 million. Oh, I'm feeling the pep now.
Of the coffee?
I really am sensitive to caffeine. I've not gone it the past few days because it's been ruining my days. I've been being too much. My whole Saturday was lost because I had a full coffee and then I just did Minecraft lore all day. And I was sending you intense voice notes.
You did, to be fair.
Like, Jack, you got to do...
What do you mean you did Minecraft lore? You making a video on it or you just
enjoying
it?
I was just prepping it for the stream.
Sick.
Just he's prepping it. Sick. No, he's not sick. This is a thing about, you know, he's saying 2030. I'm like, I'm 21. Why am I doing Minecraft lore?
Because you like it.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't it? You love it. You've got to run with it.
I mean,
No.
No, okay, fair enough.
All right. You got to do what you like to do, man.
Oh. Well, anyway, you're doing a lot of crazy videos. You tested 5 million quid homes in every state. You built your own tiny house, running a meter every day. Weirdly, surprising Tommy in it with 100 Tommy in it.
Hang on. Running a meter every day, that wasn't the video. That's a really rubbish title. It was a meter every day, but every day it doubles.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
We didn't just run one meter and go every day.
Sorry.
Yes, and we surprised you with 100 Tommy Innits.
Yeah, what are you doing all this for then?
I love it. I just really like doing it. Yeah, I'm just like, it's what I want to, you know, you just like have an idea of something you want to make.
Yeah.
That's just like, if honestly I could do this till I'm 60, I would do it. Really? Like, just go get up and like make the video I want to make with the people I make them with. I love it.
This is one of the questions because obviously you have the second channel.
Yes.
Which from what I can tell would keep you afloat. Quite fine.
It's the only one of the two that makes money.
Yeah. This is what I was going to ask. Yeah. It's like, is the main purely passion project?
Yeah. And look, if you ask the audience, right, gun to both of the channels' heads, which one to get rid of, the main has gone immediately, right? They're saving the second for 100%. But it's just like, I don't have a fun project and I want to, you know, just see if I can make this fun little video and then
there are a lot of travelling. How much travelling do you do?
I just like going like, what's an idea? And just spending 2 months on like tweaking and planning it. And it's just like, just what makes me brain tick,
really.
But
you're not like attracted to like the sort of more longer form, maybe even like telly or movies or anything like that? Like, it sounds
up to an hour. Consistency does my nut in. So like the idea of like every week we've got to post something. Yeah. I find it impossible to make something.
It stresses me out.
Right? Do you? Yeah. Why do you like the regularity of it?
I've just always been a proper structure person.
Really?
Like, I remember in summer holidays, me and my mum at the beginning, we'd like go through the calendar and put in every day what we're going to do. Like, I can't.
Really?
I live by my Google calendar.
And like seeing when's coming what?
Yeah, and I just love knowing like, right, later on I'm relaxing, then tomorrow I'm working. Then
you're scheduling time to relax?
I can show you my Google calendar. You'll go, what?
Can I see it?
Yeah, do you want me to get it?
Yeah, they're like
colour. I've started colour coding.
No,
it didn't have the right colour code.
Mm.
Oh, okay, it's true. Well,
that surprises me with you, because he seems...
No, he's like intensely...
Disorganised.
But like in his own way.
Like for context viewers, when I sat down today, Tom was made to change his shirt upon arrival, so we're not even trusting him to dress himself.
I've just started calendaring... this is a bit sad. I've just started calendaring when I'm doing things with friends because I need to spend more time with my mates.
Yeah.
But I put it in dark green.
Why is it dark green?
Dark green if it's a best mate and light green if it's a mate.
Okay. Well, I'll not read that out.
So blue is work. Lavender is stand-up related. Blue is, pink is personal.
Even like you've put to the minute of your train.
That wasn't me.
Oh, okay, that was done for him. My God. How's the running going?
Good, actually, yeah, I've just started doing it a bit more. I just went, fuck it, I quit the gym. And I want to cancel my membership. So I was in the gym, and I've been going a lot the past year.
Yeah.
And I was just like, why do I always feel a bit, it always makes me feel a bit miserable.
Yeah.
And I was like, of course it makes me feel miserable. I'm in a sweaty basement with fluorescent lights. This is boring. I'm just doing the same thing. And running, I went on a run the other day, went and ran along the seafront, and then I went, fuck it. And I took off my shirt and I went for a swim. And it was just, and I got pinged awake early. And I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I not doing this every morning?
Did we schedule that in or that was?
No, that was.
Wow.
But I only had like 40, Yeah, I pinged awake and I'm like, I'm going to go on a run. It was very unlike me.
Damn. Fun. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, man.
And are you the same? Are you like less organized?
I'm a bit less. I found out at the start of the year I have severe ADHD.
Okay.
I really try and be organized because that's the best way to handle it.
Yeah.
Like if you can. So yeah. I have a calendar and I like try and stick to it.
But is it the most of it, the motivation to keep that calendar running? Is that what's the tough part?
Now it's become quite a habit. I'm quite good at it. But what I'm not like. I sometimes just ignore it. There's been a recording I've been supposed to do, but like, so a lot with ADHD, it's like based on urgency.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'm trying to get ahead of myself on record. The whole point we were making about like consistent videos, right? I used to hate it. So I made a second channel and forced myself to do weekly to try and like get myself out of that perfectionism loop.
Yeah.
Cause I just get caught like going, oh, I could tweet this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, cool. If I give myself the deadline of a week, then I'll make what I can make in a week.
Yeah.
But at the minute, and for the past few months, I've been running it literally, I record at the start of the week and the video goes out at the end. I was like, I'd like to be even a week ahead just so I have that pad in for things. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to get ahead.
Right.
But because that isn't urgent, like I find it so easy when something needs to be done to do it. But if it doesn't need to be done, then I'll just go, I'll put it off till later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've had a recording that I'm supposed to be, I had it on Saturday. I was going to do it on Saturday, pushed it to Sunday, pushed it to Monday. Mm-hmm. Still haven't done
but
it.
When I delay a podcast, all hell breaks loose.
On a sudden, there's loads. You know how many people work on this? Me showing up to my own office.
Yeah.
But
are you not very calendared then? Or are you?
I'm a little bit here and there, but I'll just like write like, oh, like, sure, I'm talking podcast Brighton this day and then go and check the thing and whatever.
See, my actual greatest nightmare is if I look in the calendar and I have nothing in it. Those are usually
because
the worst
thoughts
days
will.
I have. In it.
It's like nothing to, there's not enough noise to keep them away.
I need a bit of like work, do you know what I mean? I'm not always my own best company and I find work is just really focuses me.
Yes.
And also I'm very extroverted and once you become like an adult, and this is the things that you really have to like realise as you get older, like you don't just see people, you have to make an effort. You know, growing up, I'd just like be in my house with my family and then I go knock on my mate's door easy.
Yeah.
Now, if I don't see anyone, I'll be by myself all day. And that's like, I appreciate my alone time a lot. But like, I'm an extroverted guy. I need
it's a good
to be
thing
to have
recognised already, though.
Yeah,
it took me way longer than that to be like, you've actually got to go and like make an effort with everyone and not take
you
it personally if they're busy because everyone's busy.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Because like, this is a question I have for like Patreon, but like, how's it been like for you? Because you were sort of our age-ish when you experienced notoriety and, you know, getting recognised.
Mm.
How's it been for you blossoming into an adult while having all this shit?
So look, I was, I think compared to you two, I think you got it like very young and it was like, and also like, it was a lot easier for me because I had like a teenage loud audience, which I'll let you away with whatever. Like some of the things saw you lot policed on, I was like, I would struggle to deal with the things you were policed on when you were 16, as I am when I'm nearly 30. Of like, there was lines to walk. So I think there's a comparison, but I think I had it way easier and while I was in uni. I didn't find it too hard at all because it was kind of slightly more of a Wild West for me. I was always... You know.
Especially 2016. Like, you were about 2016, right?
Yeah.
You could do anything.
Yeah, right?
You could kill someone on camera.
I was just saying
genuinely, like that was like a standard back then.
I was going, I think that's a bad thing to do. You're an angel by that point.
You know when you blew up, did you become a knobhead? Because I defo did for a little bit. But in a specific way of like, I give everyone advice all the time.
It was just what you really cared about and it was just what you were doing for yourself and you were coming from a good place.
Yeah, sure.
I just look back and just cringe at myself.
Really?
At the things I was doing.
It was just like too over the top.
I used to put these funny sunglasses on and go like this all the time. And like, I kind of watch it back.
What did you do as like, did you have quite a normal life at the time? Like, were you going gym
I went to uni, dropped out of uni, but still had my uni house for the next year. So I went back to this shithole, Loughborough, lived there and then moved to London and then, Yeah, it was pretty normal until moving to London, and then you meet all the YouTube lot, and suddenly it's a bubble.
So what was that like? Because that's what I found quite difficult, like not being with my family, and all of a sudden, like, if you don't leave the house all day, no one's going to force you.
Yeah.
Like, that was mad.
It was all right for me, because I'd already gone uni. So it was like, I went home, loved home, hated uni, loved YouTube. So it was like, it was all just, honestly, that couple of years of my life was just relief, and it was just like, meeting these people you've been talking to, and you've watched really young, really, and you're like, oh, this is lovely.
Yeah.
So I think it was, that was quite an easy one for me. A nicer time.
That is lovely.
Yeah.
Fair play. Do you get stopped a lot? Sort of.
More now.
Really?
It's all because of like the second channel James stuff. I get more often now.
Right.
But do you find, so living in London, there's certain areas. So, you know, Canary Wharf.
Yeah.
Very corporate 40-year-olds. Yeah. You can walk around there. You'll never get spotted, right?
No.
Stratford Westfield, full of kids. If there is anywhere where there is 15 to 24-year-olds, I'm gonna, you know, I feel like I'm gonna get spotted. Anywhere else, I'm fine.
Yeah.
What about for you lot?
Brighton has a little bit of that.
Brighton.
It's smaller.
It's a younger place as well. Churchill Square, where all of the students live, it's fucking mental.
Daft.
But it's weird because, and then you get like past Churchill Square this side, no one.
Really? Do you avoid 3:30? So I've got a few mates that don't go out at 3:30.
3:30 till 4:30, I used to do in Nottingham. But now, like, it's weird.
I don't know where the fuck the schools are around here, because I don't.
We're in a city centre.
Well done. Yeah, proud of myself. Quite proud of myself, really. But yeah, like I swear, like I've never noticed a particular like, oh, it's school kick. You know,
I did it in Nottingham. I used to
notice it like back home, but like here, I don't really notice. Like, oh fuck, it's school kick out time.
It's funny now because I hear some people don't. I love getting recognised, but a couple years
do
ago,
you? Yeah, all of it.
All, so when I was in Sidemen videos and all of that, I get the only thing that I don't love as much is when people are like, you're that guy.
YouTuber.
Yeah.
And but that clip of you at the Tyler, the Creator concert, awful scenario.
No problem.
You're there being Tom, and then someone suddenly pulls you into being Tommy, but
I don't go into being Tommy. I don't change when I'm out. I'm myself.
But it makes you, sometimes you forget though. Do you not forget about like, oh.
No, whenever I'm out in public, I know someone's going to be filming me. When I go to a place like Tyler, the Creator, or even Sam Fender the other day, I'm going in thinking, probably going to get recognised.
Yeah.
This is fun. I go in, I prep myself mentally, you know, and I find now, the people that recognise me, I love recognising people if they know me for me. So when people say, I watch your podcast, which happens a lot now, I love that because they properly know me.
Yeah.
Someone goes, I love your stand-up. Or even if someone goes, I used to love your videos 5 years ago, I love that because I've got a proper connection with them.
Yeah.
It's if someone's like, But now, as I've been doing it for longer, you know, and I'm not like, you know, the zeitgeist in a way I was 5 years ago. It's like, I hardly get any like, you're that guy from this.
Yeah,
and if I do, like 5 years, oh God, I can tell that coffee's kicking in. I'm getting more intense. But like,
it's not cocaine, I swear. It's just like a normal
seemed fine to me.
You know, 5 years ago, if they saw me, they'd go so berserk. Yeah. They'd chase me. They'd want to get a photo. Now, if they see me, I'm like, I'm not the it thing. I was 5
really?
Years ago.
So, so like they'll see me, they'll go, intense.
And then I'm like, I walk past them.
Yeah.
So I don't mind it.
It's less intense these days.
Yeah.
Because I was sort of, obviously, I wasn't you, but I was connected to that space. So like, I've been through the same thing, just on a less intense thing. It's weird. It definitely like, I've never acknowledged that.
Well, the 14-year-olds of the world, they don't love me anymore. And that's sick.
People, you know, like, you know, some people, like when they recognize you, like it like they go fucking like, like, you know, that, but you can tell like they're on the verge of tears sort of thing. That's like basically stopped. Like, I don't find that happens often. Not often.
Okay.
Like, is it a more casual experience?
People are now like, a lot of the people, there's people that recognize, because there's two ways. Because I sort of went, like my second channel is very different to what I used to be doing.
Yeah.
The one I'm running now. So like a lot of those, or that audience is way more casual, like they're into the stuff, but they're like a lot more chill. Like, they'll just spot me in the street, and be like, I love your videos, dap me up.
That's a fantastic,
it's incredible. And then the people that were, that used to recognize me and traditionally were more intense, now haven't watched me in a couple of years, so are like, excited but less intense about it, because it's not quite
lovely,
you know, which, so yeah, all my experiences now are just like way calmer.
And when, during the height of that scene, was it just like, was there any like totally overwhelming experiences?
Conventions were mad. I would go around Brighton and 50 to 100 people would stop me. I would like go around Nottingham. If I was in I'd go visit my first girlfriend and someone would be like, we saw you here because you took a photo with someone earlier. We were trying to find you.
Just like a different audience.
It was mental.
People just rocked up to my house because people spotted you in Mansfield.
Really? You got some horrible doxing at some
point. Now, look back, compared to all my American pals, it were really not too bad.
Really?
It were inconvenient and scary. Yeah. My American mates had it actually...
Yeah, doxing's worse.
It's like life-threatening in America.
And was it something about the audience, the style of content, or just maybe the sheer size of what that reached? Do you think it's just...
If people dox you when you're streaming, how much attention do you get? You know what I mean? You've stopped entertainment of 200,000 people because of one thing. It's proper, malicious groups. It's wearing a fucking
end stream
badge of you've done it. We made Tommy and it turn off his webcam at this moment. We could prove it was us, But it was just nuts, man. But now I love it because I'll be on the train and ordinarily where I just be sat miserable, or not miserable, but fucking listening to music for 2 hours.
Reading. I'll levitating off the Sam Fender seat.
Some guy will come sit next to me and go, oh, mate, you Tommy, innit? I literally stopped watching for a couple of years, but I love your podcast. Yeah. I go, oh, wicked. And they'll sit next to me and we'll just chat for an hour.
Yeah.
The amount of chats I have with strangers and connect with so many people on a walk, I just love it. I'm always chatting to someone.
I'm too awkward.
In it, you are awkward.
Have you ever, do you ever feel like you fuck up the interaction?
All the time.
You walk away going, why have I said that?
Ever happened. I've probably told this
story
before.
You're not good with new people, though.
No, I'm not great with new people. I'm
really good with new people.
You sound like a Yorkshire Terrier or something. I like men, new men.
I explained it once. I was just I've not got an attachment to them yet. So I'm not that bothered. Anyway, the worst interaction I had with a fan ever, and I feel so bad. I've told this story before, but I'll summarize it. I was did a meet and greet at VidCon, and we have a slightly younger audience, teen, but I'm talking, this kid rocked up. He must have been 5 or 6, really, way too young to be watching me. You know what I mean? This is bad parenting.
Yeah.
But he rocks up and he's wearing a t-shirt from a game series called Garden of Banban, right? Massive with kids, but also sort of massive with teens and early adults because they're sort of quite ironically funny. It's very self-aware that it's bad and for kids. Kids don't recognize it. Adults do. It's it's perfect blend. Anyway, I asked to do a voice cameo in one of them. So I had a small voice cameo in the 6th one.
Yeah.
And this kid rocked up to my meet and greet. It's like, you was in Garden of Banban 6. I was like, yeah. And he went, do the voice. And I... genuinely, the voice acting role for me was they gave me 3 lines. I sent them 10 takes in different voices of those 3 and went, use whatever you want. So I had no fucking clue what the voice was. And I was like, oh, do you remember how it sounded, mate? And I just, and this kid, the VidCon staff just went, he's got to go. And this kid just left. So disappointed.
Really?
And I just don't.
And you didn't think of just winging it?
I couldn't even think what I'd done.
Do you remember the pressure
as well?
Well, that's it. I don't remember what I'd said. Did it in 20 minutes. It was
a genuine, honest, you've not been a knob to someone.
No. I'm never a knobhead to anyone. Sometimes I don't know how to, if someone comes over and if they've got something to say, if they've got a mission goal, great. But if they just come over and go, hi, I'm just like,
oh yeah, fill in that void. You've got to sink or swim.
I need something here. I can't generate. You can generate.
I love it.
I can't do it.
I ask them.
I stress.
Yeah.
My one I've most felt like a knobhead was I was walking through city centre a couple of years ago and it's much busier. I just went, right, I need to start saying no to people if they want a photo. And I just said yes. And I went, this is it. And this girl came over. She clearly didn't watch me that much. She was like, can I get a photo? And I was like, no. I've been too busy. She just looked at me like I was the biggest up my own arsehole. Yeah. And after that, I've always said yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, and I'll end on this because we've been talking about I'll end on the fan stuff about that. But I was at Sam Fender the other day. I stood right at the front with this girl who is called Amy, and she'd been watching me for 6 years. And it's just such a especially now because of the podcast, it's just a beautiful relationship we have with our audience because I'm watching Sam Fender and I'm weeping as he's doing Dying Light.
Yeah.
And I was just, she put her hand on my back. I was like, it's all right.
She's comforting me,
it's all right, man.
We'll make the 4x3 video.
No, but she was actually there. And I was, it was so beautiful.
How old was she?
Like,
similar age, or
like, no, you're a bit younger. Yeah. Like, she's like, this poor
looking after you,
poor little girl who's really excited to meet you, and now she's having to comfort him. And be like, oh, it's all right, mate.
Yeah, that's sweet.
It's all right. It was so beautiful. Yeah. Like, and the fact that that a stranger can be like,
it's also the audience you've curated as well. Like, I reckon if I did that with some my lot, they'd go,
you wanker, pussy all.
Yeah, look at this one. So yeah, you know,
I honestly love it as well.
You have
they're properly my people, but what's the seizure like?
Just before we close it out, right at the end of the episode,
because you have seizure.
You only got a few minutes, Will.
It's not I suffer as well.
No. You can't say I suffer as well. That makes it sound like you have seizures. He doesn't.
I do.
Not even close. He just your thing is like with blood and stuff.
Yes.
He is also easily freaked out, but all he does is gets hot and strips off.
But have you ever gone?
No, not even close.
Right, well, that's not a seizure then, sure.
No, I suffer though.
But it's still, yes, I'm not saying you don't suffer.
You're invalidating.
No, you're allowed to say.
Well, no, you said I have seizures, or I don't.
No, I didn't. I said I
name
suffer
Name one.
I suffer too sounds like I also have seizures.
No, I just suffer as well.
Oh, okay, that's fair enough, yeah. So it sounds like that, and then pretty much, you know, you panic and it's all hot and sweaty, and then my brain stops sending blood to my heart set. The other way on.
Do you think you can overcome it?
I think it's... No. Totally.
I've thought about trying to overcome mine before and just Googling all my greatest fears.
I think it's... You can train your mind to respond to the first few thoughts and how you deal with it.
Okay.
But there's some sort of like external stimulus of someone... If you chop your arm off, right? Okay. I'm probably going... Like, I'm probably, really? No matter how, you know,
it's
like...
It's a seizure, though. I think that's what... This is what gets me. Like, I know of people passing out, but...
Yeah.
Like a seizure feels like a step up. Like,
yeah. So it's the only difference is you go, and then when you come back round, you're like, I think you're all... Obviously, I've never seen, because
I'll tell you what, I won't tell you about my eye stuff from last week then.
You were? Your eye stuff?
Yeah. No, don't. Why would you possibly do this? He will freak
out. I won't tell you.
Well, now I want to know.
It's horrible. Does eye stuff freak you out?
They look fine.
Does eye stuff freak you out?
One's pointing slightly in the wrong direction. No, I've just gone.
It were horrible. It were horrible.
What happened?
I'm not telling you.
You can't
I'm not telling you because
that's a frustrating for an audience.
I'm not. It's not because I heard
16-year-old you would have been like, you can't finish half a story.
It's a fair point. We did tell it. He did tell it last week, to be fair.
Yeah, but no, they're shit, but they're all right. I've only had like 15 in my life, so it's fine.
That's 15? That is a lot, man.
But I had loads at like, 4. And then a couple of years ago.
Wait, was that 10
I stopped for like 10 years and then I tried to watch Pulp Fiction with my ex last, and I was like, I confirm it.
For Pulp Fiction, say you can you not watch horror films then?
I'm all right. Take myself out of a situation, it's if I'm locked in the situation. So for that one, it was early doors with her. So I was like, try and firm it. So like, you know, she thinks, she doesn't know I faint up blood. And then, but if I had it on myself, I can just pull it.
What bit
go
in Pulp
loop.
Fiction? Just a bit of shooting.
She was like shooting up drugs or like overdosing or something.
She overdoses.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that makes you have a seizure.
Well, don't invalidate me.
I'm just saying, just I don't like, even well, suffer you, that. I thought I was bad.
Get scared of arseholes. It's bumholes.
Oh, bumholes? What's wrong with bumholes?
Like a prolapse.
No, don't.
It's terrible. The balloon knot is awful.
Yeah.
What is that?
When it falls
no,
out.
No, stop.
Oh,
stop,
my God.
Stop,
it's like
this
deep
is it,
red.
Man. He gets really...
Sorry.
I swear down, I'll tell you what happened with my eye, mate. They put a needle in my eye.
Yeah.
A needle in my eye to try and get a bit of metal out, and they had to get it all the way in my eye. And I could feel it going.
Oh!
I could feel it in my eye. Yeah, you're a
knobhead.
No, don't.
But
actually, don't.
Your shirt's halfway up.
Yeah, well, he's freaking
down.
Out as well. He's going to have a seizure.
Yeah, he's going to start, yeah.
No, he's going to have a seizure, knobhead. Anyway.
When we were on tour, I just want to quickly tell this before we close it out. When we
that
were
was
on
a
tour,
good little battle of being freaked out. Wasn't it?
Just like nightmare.
Both
each
of us sat here like this. Like,
last man standing.
Someone on our tour bus tried to tell him about an anal prolapse.
Nah, stop.
And
why are you doing this? Why are you
saying that? Read the room, bro.
There's two people here.
I'm done. He didn't. Like, they only explained to you really briefly, and you got so freaked out, you started stripping off. No one, it's like all our tour crew's there. Yeah. I know you get bothered. No one else knows. So all they see is someone starts saying something. Next thing you know, this kid's sat going,
I know what you're coming from.
The tour bus.
And you can't just fuck off, can you? You can't just go, hang on, I'm just nip the loo.
No, I'm not.
And you feel trapped
bus.
There and it's going
to
keep building.
It's horrible. Yeah. The worst one I ever had was in school. This guy came in and he explained to us really aggressively about pre-cum. And and I was sat in the middle of the bleachers, is what American cut the seats, whatever. And I was sat in the middle and I was getting so hot. And he was being like, oh, you think you're safe, do you, without a condom? No, because there's a tiny bit of cum you can't even see. If you've ever had a boner, by the way, there's been pre-cum. You had a boner in the past week? Yeah, that means there's been pre-cum in your pants. And I was out there like, please stop, mate. Please stop telling me about it. I just body shit manage it. But like, once I've experienced it, it's fine. Like, I can watch any Igor now in a movie and I'm like, well, I've had worse.
Oh, right, so you get it, you're one and done and you're fine with it?
Yeah, one and done, I'm fine.
So just one.
It's why I need to have a bum problem.
What? Because you need to have a bum problem.
Because then I'll feel stronger.
Right, Will, we have a final segment for the podcast. We like to check on our worm. We check on our worm. I'd like you to do it for
us. Is he real?
He's real, yeah.
A real worm?
There's worms in there. Check on them. See how they're doing.
There's no fucking worm in here. What are you talking about? There's a fucking worm. Is this like, are you not sure? He's not an ant.
No, definitely not.
I don't want to be the episode where the worm goes missing.
Don't worry, we thought he was dead the other week, but it turned out he weren't.
Lads, this is definitely a bit, right? There's
a worm, mate.
There will be a worm in there. There always is. It's a bit hard to find sometimes. Like, they're not exactly known for being... Oh, I can see it. I can see it.
Eh?
Okay. Back, somewhere around here. You caught
it. Oh, yeah, look at him. Look at him go. What's his name?
I don't know. We've been through a lot of worms.
Oh, yeah. My God, yeah, look at him. He's good.
You have to replace them every once in a while, so we don't really name him.
Is he massive, or is there multiple worms?
There might be. There's probably multiple, to be honest.
Maybe both, honestly.
That's crazy. They'd just be living down there. That's sweet.
They live here on the set. There you are.
Well, that's fun. That's the segment.
That's it.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's good, innit?
Yeah, man.
Right, well, that's it. That's the end of the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
But don't worry, there's another 45 minutes
where we're going to get a little deeper, little more relaxed.
Oh, your corporate shills, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Sure. But
we're going to ask Will the big question.
Well, I'm not the one criticising.
We're going to ask him about his life. We're going to ask him about all sorts of stuff. So if you want to see it, $7 every month on the Patreon.
In the description, link there.
Link there. Not only that, though, because it is Birthtember, year anniversary of the podcast, there's probably also going to be some bonus content from the early days, the pilot episodes that never got released.
I know,
I've
got some Tom Talks. That are going to be
got a Tom Talk coming. That's a new segment.
Not new things, but it's an exciting time to be a patron.
What are you doing on it?
I do a Jacktivity every month.
Jacktivity, that's a good name.
I know, thank you very much.
My mum came up with
one. Does sound a bit mansplaining.
No, there's no masturbating, I promise.
No,
not yet.
Mansplaining, if you were to explain something.
What? Oh, because Mansfield.
No, Manifold, it's my last name.
Shit, yeah. Oh, God, you got hella.
Yeah, all ties.
Right, guys, we'll see you over on the Patreon.